Indians as they change into the field. The handoff right up the middle gets them to about the 16-yard line as Alvarez carries the ball for the Indians. The fans across the way are still razzing the officials just a little bit on that last call. Just as the ball was snapped, the clock ran out. Looked like Landry had a nice block and was about to go all the way for a touchdown right up the middle. However, the opposition heard the whistle blow and didn't attempt to even tackle him, and a little rhubarb by the fans across the way. Davis is now attempting to pass on third down. He throws right down the middle, complete to Landry at the 5-yard line. He's dropped down to brought back to the 7. His forward motion was at the 5, I believe. Coming in to stop him was Wayne Gregory. But the Indians have the ball now with first and goal at the 7-yard line as that wicked passing arm of Davis is causing the Jackets' defense a bit of consternation. A big hand for Tommy Landry as he checks off. So here's the play. Chisholm is in the backfield. A keeper by Davis. He gets to the 5 as he hits the right side of the line. It was a keeper play by Davis. He gets inside the 5 to the 4.5 for a gain of 2 yards. It'll be second and goal at that point. The Indians deep in Jackets into the field. In tight. The handoff goes to Leighton Brown. He's stripped up at the 10-yard line. He loses about 5 yards on that play. The pitch out went to Leighton Brown, and he was attempting to make his cut when he was tripped up at that point and takes a 5-yard loss. Where it'll be third down and goal now at the Jacket 10-yard line. Landry is back in, Chisholm out. Split in to the right. The rest of the... Wait a minute, a timeout is now called by Greg Davis. We're in the second quarter with 10:19. The Indians have the ball at the Jacket 10-yard line where they have a third down and goal to go at that point. Leighton Brown flanks wide to the right side, going almost all the way over to the right sideline. Davis wants to pass. He looks, throws in the end zone. It's complete to Britton for a touchdown. And the Indians go out in front 13-7. Attempt, the kick is up. It is good, and our score is Fort Natchez Grove's 14, the Yellow Jackets 7. The Indian kickoff as Nunez advances on the ball. Gets away a low one, but the wind carries it all the way down to the 10, out to the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30, to the 35. Gets away from one tackler and finally dropped at the 40-yard line is Howell on a fine run back. Dennis Howell picked up that ball on the 10-yard line approximately and runs it back out to his own 41-yard line. For Howell, who checks off, he will not play this particular down. So it's Monty Parker sending Mike Anderson as a split into the right, a slot to the right, the handoff right up the middle to Paul Jack. He drives to his own 44-yard line. However, there is a red flag on the play. Stepped off against the Yellow Jackets, a 5-yard penalty back to their own 35-yard line. The illegal motion. Tom Rhodes, a split in to the right. Parker throws and hits Worthington at the 38, 39-yard line. He's dropped immediately by Tibbetts. He gets to the 42-yard line, they say, which is just a yard past the original line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 9. Parker rolls to the right and wants to pass again. It's completed the midfield stripe. He's to the 45 to the 40. And Vice finally drags him out of bounds at the 25-yard line. The Jackets. This time it's Jeff Worthington, a split in to the right side. Man in motion, going to the left. A pass over the middle. It's complete at the 18, and he's down immediately by Will Banks. That was Worthington, the split in, who did the down and in pattern. He was hit immediately and dropped at the Indian 17-yard line. Again, the substitution as Anderson goes in and Worthington comes to the bench. This time it's Anderson, a split in to the right. Mike Owens is in the ballgame. The drive right up the middle gets him about 2 yards. And maybe the first down. Let's see. They'll place it on the Indian 13. And it's a first and 10 for the Jackets. Off to Howell. He's coming around the right side. He's at the 10 to the 5. And he's in for the touchdown right at the red flag for the Jacket TD. Point conversion. Now, this is a crucial play because should the Jackets not make this one, they will be 1 point behind the Indians. However, if they do make it, they will hold a 1 point edge. Here's the play. A pop pass over the center of the line, complete. And it's good for to Mike Anderson for the 2 point conversion. And the Jackets now lead the score. Port Arthur 15, Port Nature's Grove 14. Pump is taken by Leighton Brown, and he just burrows his way up to the 30, to the 35, to the 38-yard line on the Jacket kickoff. But to the left, Davis bumps into one of his bats. Now he drops back to throw. It's a long bomb, and it's too tall for Leighton Brown down at the Jacket 30-yard line. In goes Davis. He looks, throws the swing pass out to Alvarez. He makes a turnaround. He's to the 38-yard line, the original line of scrimmage, and he's done in at that point and comes to the near side as they split in. Brown flanks to the right. The team in the I formation, no shift. The pitch out goes to Alvarez, and it's going to be the halfback pass. He throws. It's too tall for Brown. And on his own 25-yard line, the kick for the Indians. Back deep is Pritchard. Chisholm gets his kick away with a win. Pritchard calls for it at the 30-yard line, a fair catch, and he gathers it in at the 31-yard line. Hands off to Thompson. He gets up to the 40, to the 45-yard line before he's finally brought down by John Vice and Mike Tibbetts. The driving carry. First and 10 for the Jackets on their own 46-yard line. Monty Parker, the man under. The handoff to the tailback, driving right up the middle. Dennis Howell, he gets across the 50-yard line to the Indian 47 before he's finally stopped. Back to pass is Parker. He hits number 28 at the 42-yard line, and he's dropped immediately. That's Greg Crouch, the wingback. And it is a first down for the Jackets, which is now split to the left. The handoff to the second man. It's Howell, and he's hit by Tommy Landry and John Vice for no. Okay, we're back with you. It's second down and still 10 as Howell could get nowhere on that series on defense, figuring that one out quickly. This time, Anderson comes to the right. Parker rolls the left. Now he sets. What's the pass? And it's fired, batted up in the air by Tommy Landry. For a big loss for the Jackets, and that'll bring the ball all the way back. Well, they'll put it back at the line of scrimmage and call that an incomplete pass. And it is Greg Crouch to the left. The long count by Parker. He throws the pop pass. It's incomplete as Vice breaks it up. It was intended for Jeff Worthington down at the Indian 35-yard line. Will do the booting. Landry and Alvarez deep. Parker controls his snap, gets his kick away. It's a high one into the wind. A fair catch called for by Alvarez, and he drops it and falls on it at the 2-yard line. Side, Leighton Brown flanks to the right. The T is standing in the end zone, or rather the I formation. The handoff goes to Alvarez. He busts over the right side and gets the ball out to around the 10-yard line. Brown goes to the right. Rusty Britton splits to the left. The rest of the team in very tight. The I formation. The handoff to the second man. I believe that's Alvarez, and he might have gotten the first down as he drives out to about the 12-yard line. It is a first down for the Indians. Decide to throw one. Davis hands off again right up the middle to the 18-yard line, 17 or 18. I believe that was Landry, the ball carrier. A gain of about 4 yards. It'll be second down and 6. Alvarez. Davis rolls to the left, and he's being dragged down from behind for a loss on the play back at his own 14-yard line. Britton to the right. Davis on a fake handoff. Now wants the pass. Gets good protection. Now he's being harassed, and he is going to be dropped at his own 2-yard line. His own end zone, almost to the end line to do the kicking. He gets his snap. gets his kick away. It's a high one, but it's not going too far. And they're going to let it die at about the Indian 39. Now it rolls to the 40 and dies at about the Indian 41-yard line to the man under. Slot right. Here's the handoff to Howell. He gets across the 40 to the 38-yard line before he's tripped up and dropped by Amos Haynes, defensive end. They will put the ball on the Indian 38-yard line. A gain of about 3 yards. Second down and 7. Tight. Here's the handoff to Howell. He busts through the left side, gets a big hole, and he's finally stopped at the Indian 27-yard line. Ronnie Wilbanks and Mike Tibbetts have to put the stop on him. And so it's a big first down for the Jackets. A timeout is called with our score to play after that timeout, which was a bit of a short one. An incompleted pass by the Jackets was broken up by Amos Haynes, defensive end of the Indians, and it's second down and 10. Parker hands off to Paul Jack, who drives right up the middle, across the 20 to the Indian 18, maybe the 17-yard line, before Wilbanks finally puts the stop on him. It's a first down for the Yellow Jackets on the Indian 17-yard line. Paul Jack, the ball carrier, picking up the first down for the Jackets. Mike Anderson, a split end wide to the right, the rest of the team in tight. Monty wants to pass. He throws. It is completed the 10, and he's in for the touchdown. Parker, the quarterback, kicking will be Johnny Overy. Attempting the 22nd point for the Yellow Jackets. Here's the snap. The kick is up. It's no good. No good. And our score is Port Arthur 21, Fort Nature's Grove 14. It's taken at the 14-yard line, up to the 20, to the 25, and down at the 30-yard line. That was Tommy Landry on the run back. Off the Landry. Busts over the left side, gets a nice hole, and gets out to the 38-yard line. Before he stopped at that point, by Paul Jack. Jack's the man who just made the touchdown for the Jackets, and he also plays defensively. As a linebacker for the Jackets. So it'll be second down and about 7 yards picked up on that play. Davis wants to pass. He's rolling to the right. Looks. Throws. It's incomplete. It was intended for Leighton Brown. 3 for the Indians. Davis the handoff to Alvarez. He gets to the 43-yard line and the first down for the Indians if all is in order. Yes. It is an Indian first down at their own 43-yard line. But the clock is stopped by, I believe, the officials. Now it's running. It's running with 42, now 41 seconds. The Indians have time maybe for a couple of quick plays. Leighton Brown flanks wide to the right side. Rusty Britton split to the left. A keeper play by Davis as he skirts his right end, gets across the midfield stripe to the 45 and down to the Yellow Jacket 40-yard line. A timeout is quickly called by the Indians to stop the clock with 25 seconds. 25 seconds remain. Rusty Britton comes to the near side, split in. Gurnett split to the right, and Leighton Brown is in the slot right. Here's the play. The handoff to Leighton Brown on the end around. He's coming to the 40, makes his cut. He's to the 35 and out of bounds at the Jacket 31-yard line, stopping the clock with 19 seconds. Leighton Brown goes to the left side as they split in. Brown in the slot left. Alvarez in the slot left. Beg your pardon. Back to pass is Davis. He throws, and it's incomplete. Almost at the sideline. Davis wants the pass. He's rolling to the right. Looks. Trying to find a receiver. Now throws right down the middle. Complete to Leighton Brown at the 20-yard line. He's to the 15 and down at the 14-yard line. The Indians are trying to call a timeout with 2 seconds left on the clock. They do call successfully for a timeout. Looking. The clock has run out of time. He throws the bomb down the middle. It is too tall. And that ends the first half with the score. Port Arthur Yellow Jackets 21, Fort Nature's Groves 14.